shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Let me talk to you for a moment. We've got to clear up something, and I want you to hear me loud and clear. Trying to please everyone, it's not just a waste of time, it's dangerous. It's a game that will eat you alive, chew you up, and spit you out. It's a long road that ends in exhaustion, frustration, and worst of all, losing sight of who you are. You see, every single person out there has their own expectations, their own desires, and their own opinions. It's like trying to satisfy 100 different voices, all screaming at you with different demands. The second you bend over backward to please one group, another one pops up criticizing you. And the minute you adjust yourself to fit someone else's preferences, someone new will find a problem with what you're doing. It's a never-ending cycle. When you begin to shape yourself to meet other people's demands, you start losing sight of who you really are. Slowly, without even realizing it, you dilute the very essence of what makes you you. Your values, your identity, your core, they start to fade away. And for what? Temporary approval? A round of applause from people who don't even have your best interests at heart? People who don't care about your well-being or your future? When you live for the approval of others, you sacrifice your dreams, your vision, and your peace of mind. And as much as you give, it's never enough. You'll keep adjusting and adjusting and until you no longer recognize the person staring back at you in the mirror. You become a shadow of your former self, a version crafted by others instead of a person driven by your own purpose. But here's the truth. And I want you to understand this deeply, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, there will always be someone who finds fault with you. And you know what? That's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. You weren't created to live according to other people's desires. You weren't made to mold yourself to fit into every little box society sets before you. You were designed with a purpose, a unique identity, one that only you can fulfill. If you spend your life constantly changing, constantly shifting to win the approval of others, you'll never have the time, energy, or focus to become who you were meant to be. Stop running after the acceptance of people who don't even appreciate your authenticity. Be true to yourself. Those who genuinely value you will celebrate you for who you are, flaws and all. And those who don't, well, let them go. Don't waste your time trying to fit into their idea of who you should be. You weren't born to fit in. You were born to stand out. And when you stand out, not everyone is going to like it. Some people will be uncomfortable. That's not your problem. Let them feel whatever they feel, but don't ever lose yourself trying to make them comfortable. Let's keep it real. The pursuit of peace, happiness, and fulfillment comes from living a life that's in alignment with your own values. It doesn't come from chasing the ever-changing opinions and demands of others. Let me tell you something else. When people express hate toward you, it's usually not even about you. 9 times out of 10, It's a reflection of their own internal battles. Hate, bitterness is a mirror, a projection of what they're struggling with inside. The truth is, hate often stems from insecurities, fears, and frustrations that people haven't dealt with. You ever notice how the most critical people, the ones quick to throw shade, are usually dealing with their own issues? They see something in you that unsettles them. Maybe it's your confidence. Maybe it's your ambition, your success, your willingness to live unapologetically. Whatever it is, it reminds them of what they're missing, of what they wish they had or could have been. Instead of dealing with their own shortcomings, they project that bitterness onto you, trying to tear you down, because it's easier than facing their own reflection. This is a hard truth to swallow, but it's reality. People who feel small will try to make you feel smaller. People who feel like failures will try to minimize your success because your rise shines a light on their stagnation. And instead of looking inward, instead of confronting their own issues, they find it easier to attack you. But listen to me closely, their hate is not your burden to carry. You don't need to absorb their negativity, and you sure as hell don't need to internalize it. When you realize that their hate, their bitterness, their frustration is really about them and not about you, it loses its power. Suddenly, it's no longer your problem, it's theirs. They're not angry at you, they're angry at the courage you show that they never had. They're frustrated with the dreams you're chasing that they never pursued. You see, when people hate you for being bold, for being successful, for daring to live your life differently, understand that it's not about you. It's about the fear that lives within them. So don't shrink. Don't shrink yourself to make them feel better about where they're at in life. Don't alter your path just to make them comfortable. Stand tall, stand firm in your purpose, and let their hate pass by like a storm. It has nothing to do with your worth, your potential, or your future. Here's the thing about greatness. The higher you climb, the more resistance you'll face. That's just the way it works. The more you stand out, the more people will try to pull you down. Greatness disrupts the status quo. It shakes up mediocrity and forces people to look at their own lives. And not everyone is ready for that level of reflection. As you rise, you'll find that some people are inspired by your journey. They'll cheer you on, celebrate your success. But others, well, they'll feel threatened. Your ambition, your progress, your shine, it highlights their own lack of movement. It forces them to face the reality of where they are. And some folks just aren't built to handle that truth. So instead of rising with you, they'll resist you. They'll criticize you. They'll try to tear you down. But understand, this opposition is not a sign that you're failing. In fact, it's often the opposite. When people start pushing back against you, it's because you're shaking things up. You're making waves. You're daring to be different. And different always comes with a cost. The more you push toward your goals, the more people will try to hold you back. Not because they're evil, but because your drive makes them uncomfortable. Your progress shines a light on their stagnation, and they don't like what they see. But you can't let that stop you. Greatness was never supposed to be easy. It was never meant to be comfortable. Every person who has ever achieved something extraordinary faced opposition. From leaders to visionaries, from athletes to entrepreneurs, the road to greatness is filled with obstacles. But those obstacles aren't there to stop you. They're there to strengthen you. Opposition isn't a barrier, it's a sign that you're on the right path. If no one's opposing you, if no one's resisting you, you're probably not making enough noise. You're probably not pushing hard enough. So expect the resistance. Embrace it. Let it fuel you. Let it be a reminder that you're doing something worth noticing. Let me tell you something. You have to protect your focus as if your very life depends on it, because it does. Your purpose is not some cute idea or passing thought. It's the very reason for your existence, the force that pulls you out of bed every morning. It's the fuel that drives you through life's obstacles, that gives you the strength to keep moving when everything around you is telling you to quit. But here's the real deal. You can't fulfill your purpose while constantly worrying about what others think. Their opinions, they're fleeting, temporary. But your mission, your purpose, that's eternal. The opinions of others are like clouds. They roll in, change shapes, and drift away, carried by the winds of time. But your purpose, your calling, is like the sun, steady, unwavering, always shining, even when the skies are filled with clouds of doubt and criticism. So why waste your precious energy chasing clouds when you should be focused on the sun, on your mission? Your life's work is too important to be derailed by the shifting, temporary opinions of other people. You have to stay locked in. Stay committed. People are going to have something to say no matter what, whether you win or lose, whether you're succeeding or falling short. And if you allow their voices to have too much influence over your decisions, you'll spend your whole life bouncing around from one person's opinion to the next, never walking fully in the calling that's been placed on your life. The opinions of others don't define your success. Your success is measured by how well you stay aligned with your purpose. When you understand why you're here, when you see the bigger picture of your life's mission, what people say about you loses its power. When people try to distract you, criticize you, or question your journey, you stay focused. Let their words pass over you like the wind, but keep your eyes on the goal. Your mission isn't for them to understand, it's for you to fulfill. Don't trade your purpose for popularity. Don't sacrifice your vision for validation. Your calling is bigger than that. And you owe it to yourself to stay the course. Let me drop a truth on you. Hatred, criticism, opposition, they're signs that you're making progress. When people dislike you for your success, when they start talking behind your back or throwing shade, understand that it means you're moving forward. One of the most overlooked signs of growth is opposition. When you start to rise, when you step into your purpose and start achieving things, people around you may react negatively. But don't let that discourage you. Instead, see it for what it is, a sign that you are on the right path. Often, hatred and jealousy arise when people see someone else achieving what they either couldn't or didn't have the courage to pursue. When you succeed, it forces them to confront their own lack of progress. And rather than celebrate your victories, they criticize. But understand this, their reaction isn't about you. It's about them. It's a reflection of their own inability to accept your growth. Your progress shines a light on their stagnation, stirring up feelings of inadequacy. And that's where the hate comes from. Here's another truth. When people dislike you because of your success, it's because they feel threatened. Your success is showing them something they didn't think was possible for themselves. It makes them uncomfortable. But your success isn't the problem, it's what your success exposes in them. Your achievements highlight their unfulfilled dreams, their fears, and their limitations. Instead of dealing with that, they project their frustrations onto you. But here's the powerful part when you start to experience this kind of resistance. It's a clear sign you're progressing. Nobody wastes their energy hating on someone standing still. No one bothers with people who aren't shaking things up, who aren't making waves. Hatred only comes when you're breaking boundaries, doing things others didn't think you could do. Your success is a reminder that change is possible. And not everyone is ready to accept that reality. throughout history, the people who made real impacts, the leaders, the innovators, the creators, they all faced resistance. They were criticized, hated, misunderstood. Why? Because they challenged the norm. They didn't settle for the status quo. They pushed the limits of what was expected. And that made people uncomfortable. Their progress made others feel threatened. You need to recognize this when you're doing something meaningful, something that shakes up mediocrity, you will attract opposition. People may talk about you, spread rumors, or try to tear you down. But none of that is a reason to stop. If anything, it's confirmation that you're on the right track. When people hate on your success, it means you've stepped into a place they never expected you to reach. It means you've broken through barriers they thought were impossible to overcome. Hatred is a powerful signal. It shows that you're no longer where you used to be. You've moved forward, and not everyone can come with you. Some people will resist your progress because it forces them to question their own choices. But you can't let their discomfort pull you back. Don't let their negativity stop your forward momentum. In fact, you should use their hatred as fuel. Let it push you harder, drive you further. Every time someone dislikes you for your success, remind yourself it's a sign that you're doing something right. It's a sign that you're making progress they can't ignore. Yes, it can hurt when people you thought were friends or supporters turn against you. But their reaction isn't about your worth or your journey. It's about their own limitations. Don't shy away from success just because it makes others uncomfortable. Don't hold back your potential to make other people feel better about their lack of progress. You weren't put on this earth to stay in one place, to be stagnant, or to live according to someone else's expectations. You were meant to rise, to grow, to fulfill your purpose. So when the hate comes, and it will come, let it be your reminder that you're moving in the right direction. Let it serve as proof that you're shaking up the norm, that your success is undeniable. Remember this, no one throws stones at a tree that bears no fruit. If people are hating on you, it's because you're bearing fruit.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And they can't ignore it. Keep moving forward. Keep progressing. Let the hatred be the backdrop to your success story, not the obstacle that stops you from writing it. And remember, silence is power. You don't need to explain yourself to everyone. In this world, everyone wants to have an opinion on your life, your choices, your path. But here's the truth, you don't owe anyone an explanation for the choices you make in pursuit of your purpose. Silence, when used wisely, is a declaration of strength. It shows confidence. It shows control. When you constantly feel the need to explain yourself to others, you're giving away your power. You're allowing them to pick apart your motives, critique your journey, and project their limitations onto your decisions. But not everyone is qualified to understand your vision. In the end, your life is yours to live. You don't owe anyone an explanation for your choices, nor do you need to broadcast your every move. Understand this silence is power. It speaks volumes about the security you have within yourself, about knowing who you are, and about the path you're on. Silence says to the world, I'm not here for your approval, I'm here for my growth, my purpose, my fulfillment. The next time you feel pressured to justify your decisions, remember the power that lies in silence. Let your results speak for themselves. Let your success be the loudest voice in the room. When you operate with that quiet confidence, you stay in control of your narrative, your energy, and your destiny. There's nothing more powerful than that. It's crucial to understand, respect yourself first, not their opinions. Value your own worth over any need for validation from others. A fundamental lesson in life is learning to honor and respect yourself regardless of what anyone else thinks. Too many people fall into the trap of seeking validation from the outside world, measuring their worth by the opinions of others. But true self-respect, that comes from within. It's about recognizing the value you bring, not letting fleeting judgments from those around you define your path. Self-respect means understanding that your value isn't determined by someone else's perception. It comes from who you are, your character, your principles, your dreams. When you truly respect yourself, no one's opinion can define you. People may try to label you, criticize you, or tell you what you should or shouldn't do. But when you're grounded in self-respect, you stand firm knowing that you are enough as you are. External validation may be tempting because we live in a society that's obsessed with approval. We're constantly told we need to look a certain way, achieve certain things, or be liked by certain people to be valuable. But that's a trap. Chasing external validation is a road to insecurity because the opinions of others are ever changing. You'll end up constantly trying to keep up with their shifting expectations. Here's the truth, you can't please everyone. No matter how hard you try, there will always be someone who disapproves, someone who thinks you should be doing things differently. But if you place your self-worth in the hands of others, you give them control over your happiness. You become dependent on their praise, their recognition, their acceptance. And when that approval fades or when it doesn't come at all, you're left empty, questioning your worth. That's why self-respect is essential. It frees you from that need to constantly seek validation. When you respect yourself, you set your own standards. You define your own worth. You know who you are, and you don't need anyone else to confirm it. You become unshakable because your sense of value is rooted in something deeper, something stronger than the ever-changing opinions of others. Respecting yourself also means trusting your own judgment. You know what's best for your life. You know the path you need to take, the decisions you need to make, and the dreams you need to follow. When you respect yourself, you listen to your own inner voice, not the noise of others. You understand that your life is yours to live, and no one can walk your path for you. Now, let me be clear, self-respect is not arrogance. It's not selfishness. It's about recognizing your own value and not letting others diminish it. It's about knowing your worth and not settling for less than you deserve. When you respect yourself, you treat yourself with kindness, with compassion. You set boundaries to protect your well-being. You don't allow others to take advantage of you or make you feel small. Respecting yourself also means embracing your imperfections. You don't have to be perfect to respect yourself. In fact, true self-respect includes accepting your flaws and mistakes. It means understanding that your worth is not diminished by your failures. You are worthy of love, of success, of respect, not because you are flawless, but because you are human. You are constantly growing, learning, evolving, and that in itself is worthy of respect. When you respect yourself, you attract better relationships, better opportunities, better experiences. People who genuinely value and respect you will come into your life because they see that you value and respect yourself. You stop settling for less than you deserve. You stop tolerating disrespect or mistreatment. You create a standard for how you want to be treated, and people will either rise to meet it or fall away. Self-respect also gives you the courage to pursue your dreams, even when others doubt you. When you value your own worth, you don't need anyone else to validate your ambitions. You have the confidence to take risks, to step outside your comfort zone, and to go after what you truly want in life. You understand that your dreams are worth pursuing, whether others support them or not. Ultimately, the most important relationship you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. If you don't respect yourself, no amount of external validation will ever make you feel whole. But when you learn to honor your worth, trust your instincts, and live according to your standards, you free yourself from that need for external approval. You become empowered to live authentically, boldly, unapologetically. You know that your value is not up for debate. So respect yourself. Value your own worth. Stop seeking validation from those who don't see your potential and start affirming your greatness, because at the end of the day, the only opinion that truly matters is the one you hold of yourself. And when you learn to respect yourself, the world will follow suit. When people direct hate or negativity your way, it's easy to feel discouraged. But there's a powerful way to flip that negativity. Use it as fuel to drive you toward even greater success. Instead of letting it drag you down, turn that hate into a motivator that pushes you further. Every time someone tells you that you can't, that you're not good enough, use that as proof that you're onto something. The truth is, hate often comes from a place of envy or fear. People criticize what they don't understand or what they secretly wish they could achieve themselves. When someone hates on you, it's often because you're doing something that makes them uncomfortable. But don't let that get to you. Instead, channel that energy into something productive. Every hateful comment, every ounce of negativity is like fuel being poured into the engine of your ambition. Look at the most successful people in the world. They faced immense criticism, doubt, and hatred on their journey. But instead of letting it stop them, they used that opposition to push harder. They didn't let others' opinions define their path. In fact, the more negativity they encountered, the more determined they became to succeed. So the next time hate comes your way, don't internalize it. Let it push you to work harder, to refine your craft. Hate doesn't have to be the thing that stops you in your tracks. In fact, hate can be the very fuel that drives you forward to the next level. You see, the higher you climb, the more success you achieve, the more hate you'll attract. But that's just part of the journey, part of the process. And here's the truth, hate is often a sign that you're making progress. People don't waste their time hating on someone who's not doing anything significant. think about it, if you weren't making moves, if you weren't shaking things up, they wouldn't care. Every time you face hate, you've got to remind yourself that it's a clear signal that you're moving forward, making waves, and not everyone can handle that. One of the best examples of this is athletes. Look at some of the most successful athletes in the world. People have doubted them. Critics have questioned their talent, and haters have tried to tear them down. But instead of letting that negativity drag them down, they used it. They took the hate and turned it into fuel, pushing themselves harder, training more, and achieving greatness. Now, this mindset isn't limited to athletes. You can apply this same principle to any area of your life. Whether you're building a business, pursuing a lifelong dream, or simply working on becoming the best version of yourself, you can use the hate as motivation to keep pushing forward. But it's not just about proving your haters wrong, that's the surface. The real power in using hate as fuel is that it shifts your focus back to what truly matters: your growth, your goals, your success. Instead of wasting your energy worrying about what others think, you flip the script, you redirect that energy, invest it back into yourself, and focus on your mission. Before long, the hate just becomes background noise, something that exists but no longer holds any power over you. It's there, but it doesn't have a hold on you. In fact, as you continue to grow and achieve more, you might even start seeing hate as a compliment. That's right, hate can be a sign that you're standing out, that you're making an impact. Think about it, people don't hate on those who play small, who stay quiet and blend into the crowd. No, hate only comes when you're doing something bold, something different, something that challenges the status quo. So when hate comes your way, and trust me, it will embrace it. Let it serve as a reminder that you're playing a bigger game now. And a game that requires resilience, focus, and a strong sense of self. The next time someone throws negativity your way, don't waste time getting defensive or upset. Instead, smile and recognize it for what it is: fuel. Use it to push yourself harder, to achieve more, to rise above the noise. Let the hate become the fire that drives you. Because at the end of the day, the best way to silence your critics is with undeniable success. The greatest revenge against those who doubt you is not in lashing out or retaliating. No, the greatest revenge is progress, achievement, accomplishment that speaks for itself. So don't just prove them wrong, go beyond that. Make them irrelevant. And here's the key. This isn't about seeking out conflict or thriving on negativity. No. It's about recognizing the power of opposition and transforming it into something positive. When you encounter hate, remember that it often reflects the insecurities, the fears, and the limitations of others, not your own. Hate is a clear sign that you are stepping outside the norm, that you're breaking boundaries, that you're making waves in a world that can sometimes be uncomfortable with change. By channeling hate into fuel, you can take what could be a source of discouragement and turn it into a powerful motivator. Let it drive you to work harder, push further, and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Understand that your purpose, your mission, is greater than the opinions of others. Stay focused on that purpose and let your success do the talking. Along this journey, one of the most important lessons you'll learn is the value of self-respect. You've got to value your own worth above any need for external validation. Silence the noise of criticism by trusting your path, your decisions, and your process. Know that the most important journey you'll ever go on is the one of self-discovery and self-acceptance. The truth is, greatness attracts opposition. The higher you rise, the more resistance you'll face. But remember, you have the power to transform that resistance into resilience. Use that negativity as a catalyst for your growth and let it propel you towards your goals. Keep your head held high. Let the haters fuel your fire and let their words become the wind beneath your wings. Don't let anyone diminish your light, your purpose, or your shine. In the face of adversity, let your success be the most powerful response you give. Stand firm. Keep pushing. And when hate comes knocking, remember this, it's not a reflection of your limitations. It's a reflection of your greatness. So thank you for the hate. Thank you for the doubt. Every bit of negativity that comes your way is just another opportunity for you to turn it into something incredible. You're on a journey, a path to greatness, and nothing can stop you as long as you keep moving forward. Embrace your mission. Hold tight to your purpose. And don't let the haters sway you. Because in the end, your success will speak so loud that all the hate in the world won't be able to drown it out. Hate? Let them bring it. All it's doing is fueling your journey to greatness. And that's a journey no one can take from you.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.